This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, Monica's upset. Monica writes, why aren't more people in the media talking about the history that is being made? She writes, Hillary Clinton will be the first woman to run for president and win the Democratic Party nomination, but all everyone talks about is Trump. She says, how dare all of you? This is history in the making, and no one seems to care. Okay, look, I'm still overwhelmed by what happened with Muhammad Ali and how, you know, the Parkinson's tore him apart. I'm still overwhelmed by what happened with Prince. I have to admit, the Hillary story in the media, and I'm just being honest with you, okay? The Hillary story is a little bit stale. Even though you're right, history is in the making. You're absolutely right. This is historical. I mean, there's no bones about that. I mean, it's historical. The woman has won a Democratic Party nomination. But once Hillary ran and decided to run months ago, it kind of was assumed that she was going to win the nomination. I think Bernie put up a great fight. I think he is still putting up the fight, waiting for California results. But It's a little anticlimactic because Hillary running and making it as far as she did in the primary so early on, the story was then. And so I know a lot of people, kind of have their underwear up in a bunch because, we're not really making a big deal about Hillary, making history. I mean, you're right. It is historical. You're absolutely right. That's it. That's one of the problems therein that she has, and the problem we have with this next election. A lot of people aren't that excited about her. You know, you have a lot of Democrats that really like Bernie. You have a lot of Republicans that hate Hillary. So we have history in the making, and, when history is in the making, okay, people seem to rally about things that they really, really are excited about. Hillary is one of those candidates that you can't be excited about. And it's not all her fault. It's, she's following an Obama presidency. And so, and I'm not saying this to be negative about Obama or anything, but this has been a very exhausting 8 years. And so a lot of us are like, look, just somebody make this better. I don't care who, just please make it better. And then when you start to hear policies, or you start to hear rants on both sides. Okay? I'm not saying Trump is immune. Trust me. His rants are doing a lot of damage. You start to see the rants on both sides of the policy recommendations and a lot of us are a little disillusioned. And so, like when the Berlin Wall came down. Okay? That was history in the making. And I think so many of us were for that and excited about that, that it was something that we remember. And we honored and we were, we covered. Didn't one of the Kardashian shows go off air? We were all excited about that. What you need is the passion. And so you're seeing history in the making and you're not seeing a lot of passion. What are the number one headlines today? It's all about Trump and his remarks about the judge. And so, and why is that? Because that's where the passion is. The passion is about race. The passion is about comments that make news. Now, I'm not saying passion is something we like, but passion draws emotion. Hillary has not been a very emotional candidate. What was very emotional about Bill Clinton's presidency? The whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. You know, I remember back then, 20-some years ago, people were saying, I don't understand why this Monica Lewinsky scandal is getting so much press. Well, because people are passionate about cheating on the spouse. They're passionate about those subjects. They're passionate about affairs. They're, you know, so it's a shame because that means a presidential election has to be about entertainment or passion. Donald Trump is a very passionate figure. Not passionate in terms of his relationship with his woman or whatever. It just when he's up there on stage, you get powerful feelings one way or the other. You don't really get that with Hillary. And even people that dislike Hillary, they don't have a passionate hate for Hillary or a passionate love for Hillary. Bush, a lot of people disliked. There's Obama, a lot of people disliked. So, again, it's where the passion is. And so in the media, we have to talk about where the passion is. So, you know, a first female presidential candidate, that would probably be a huge, huge story if it was Oprah. Or if it was, oh my gosh, why am I flaking? Sarah Palin. Okay? Not because everybody loves Sarah Palin or everybody loves Oprah, but they are public figures that derive or that incite passion, either one way or the other. Hillary Clinton, unfortunately, doesn't. And so Bernie Sanders was a very passionate character. He appeared older. He appeared frail. But then rather than being frail, he appeared very strong. Even though I disagreed with a lot of the things he said and wanted to do, I liked watching him. He was very passionate. Sandy was watching Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, very fun to watch. Every time he gets up and speaks, I like watching him. Ronald Reagan, you love watching Ronald Reagan. George Bush, unfortunately, not as passionate to watch. Senior, okay? So these are things that are very, 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 very important. Ben Carson. Many of you ask me why a neurosurgeon as brilliant as Ben Carson failed. Because he wasn't a passionate somebody you could really be passionate for. You may want to love him, but you really kind of couldn't. And you really couldn't dislike him either because he's a good guy. So that's what's going on. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pat Matthews, back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
Buysellmakeoffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need. But somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, sorry about that. I have a hiccup coming. I'm trying to hold the hiccup down. Let's go to the phone lines and get to some of your questions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry.
DOCDALI, recently two different people have died of sepsis. Could you explain what causes it? Muhammad Ali, they now have used that as a diagnosis. And Patty Duke also, they said, had sepsis. Could you explain that to us, please? Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, I wish you were live. I want to talk to you. I think you left a message on the answer line. You are so sweet because not a lot of people love my show. So I just wanted to hear you say it multiple times for everybody. Maybe what we'll do, Thomas, will replay that, okay, especially if the boss comes by. Oh, but I am so glad you called and asked about what, Tom?
I was going to say, I'm just going to set it on loop, and we'll just put that on as a segment replay.
Yes.
While we go get lunch. Go get some Chipotle.
I know. Whew. You see,
I'll
Ted, somebody likes my show. No, very good topic, bringing up sepsis. This is scary. I think many of us have had a family member that had sepsis. So basically, sepsis is where an infection starts to spread to your other organs and tissues through the blood. So when somebody has sepsis, all right, the typical symptoms we would expect would be fever, okay? We would expect them to be tired, listless. Sometimes their heart rate starts to go up. Sometimes they're going to have breathing issues. Septic shock happens when the organs start to fail and the blood pressure starts to drop really low and you start to lose blood flow to the body parts. Remember I talked about that woman that was, there was a woman who was in toxic shock and, she started to lose her arms and her legs because the bacteria infection from the tampon went into the blood. Or, the woman who was, ziplining and cut herself when she was ziplining in Georgia. The doctor didn't give her antibiotics because he cleaned the wound out and he thought he cleaned the wound out well enough. The infection brewed, then, went into a necrotizing fasciitis, then went into her bloodstream, then went to her organs. She goes into shock. When you go into shock, you lose blood flow to your arms and your legs, etc., as well as other body parts. And so sometimes before you die, you'll basically, hemodynamically amputate, not so much they fall off, but you actually lose blood supply to the hands and the feet that eventually they have to be amputated. And then unfortunately, if you don't get treated correctly and quickly, you die. So, I mean, sepsis is some serious stuff. I believe it is the most common cause now of ICU admission. Sepsis. You know, many people are like, okay, well, they had a pneumonia, and Z-Pak treats pneumonia, because Z-Pak can treat walking pneumonia. So why did they end up in the ICU? Well, many times, okay, a pneumonia could actually turn into sepsis if the infection spreads. So it's a complication of an infection. That's what sepsis is, okay? They say more than about 1 million patients are hospitalized for sepsis each year. This is from theconversation.com. And when you look at the 1 million patients hospitalized for sepsis each year, it is more than the number of hospitalizations for heart attack and stroke combined. Now, remember what I said. A sign of sepsis is fever many times. Yet when you're older, okay, you may not be able to mount an appropriate febrile response. Remember, your cells don't work as easily as when you're younger. So somebody starting to go into sepsis when they're younger and healthier will be much more easier to spot than somebody older. There was an article written that I read, I need to find it, where the blogger was asking, why didn't the paramedics pick up on sepsis quicker with Muhammad Ali, because maybe they could have treated him more? Well, if Muhammad Ali didn't start a fever, if Muhammad Ali with a severe Parkinson's couldn't convey how he was feeling, then it would be very, very hard to pick up until you did some blood tests. Okay, and so then when we do blood tests, we see the white count being up, we look at the blood pressure, we look at the heart rate, we look at certain markers in the blood, and then we go, okay, so that's what we're looking at. So 1 in 8 and 1 in 4 patients with sepsis will die during hospitalization. Sepsis contributes, they say, to 1/3 to 1/2 of all in-hospital deaths. And fewer than half of Americans know what sepsis is. So that's why I'm really, really glad you brought that up. And so when people ask, okay, did Muhammad Ali die of Parkinson's? No, he didn't die of Parkinson's. He died of an illness that unfortunately his Parkinson's might have masked. We don't know exactly what was the initial ailment that went into sepsis. Okay? They're thinking it was pneumonia. With pneumonia, we'll see pneumonia in people who are older or in people with Parkinson's, severe Parkinson's, because they don't move as easily, either through their involuntary muscles or their voluntary muscles, such that, you know, one way to prevent pneumonia when you're young and healthy is you take deep breaths. When you do that, anything that is trying to settle in the lungs has a harder time settling because you're taking big deep breaths. Well, when you start to not be as active, okay, like for example, if you're a runner or if you're a swimmer, you're taking big deep breaths, your respiratory rate is increased, you're putting out more output because you are, you're at a higher exercise threshold, okay? So you're moving your lungs more. But if you're sitting all day, like if somebody, let's say, is wheelchair bound, or if somebody is in their bed at a nursing home and they don't move around that much, their lungs are just doing this. Instead of during exercise. And so, yeah, that's how I sound. Actually, how I sound during exercise is, hold on, I've been 2 minutes in. I can't do it anymore. It's 2 minutes in. Yeah, so that's me during exercise. But, you know, you're taking big deep breaths. Now, just if you see somebody sitting there, you know, having trouble breathing, okay, that's a sign of, you know, respiratory compromise. They need help. But, you know, when you exercise, you take deep breaths. When you aren't exercising and you're more immobile, you're not taking as good a breath. So when, you know, streptococcus pneumonia bacteria is floating around the room, and then you pick it up in your lungs, and you're just doing little baby breaths, it's going to have more of a chance to sit in and take hold. So just to review, so Parkinson's, symptoms of Parkinson's, and Parkinson's is one of the most common progressive disorders that we see now in the older population. So they're going to be a tremor. You know, a lot of times we call it a pill rolling tremor, where it looks like they're rolling a pill in their hands, but there's no pill. It's called a pill rolling tremor, which is very characteristic of Parkinson's disease. Slowed movement, they have a shuffled step. Many times they don't have a lot of facial expressions. Muscle stiffness, their posture, their balance is off. They may have little tics or unconscious movements like blinking and smiling, etc. Speech issues. Mayo Clinic, by the way, does a really good job of talking about this. You may see the writing change. And so many times it could be genes, or they think there could be some toxins that could be environmentally trigger this. And when a young person has it, you know, we think of Michael J. Fox, who unfortunately started having his, I think, in his 30s to 40s. And then, unfortunately, it progresses pretty severely. But most people develop it around 60 or older. Men, more likely to get it than women. And then there could be bladder issues because they're losing bladder control, constipation issues, problems sleeping, problems swallowing, so they have trouble eating. The fatigue, sexual dysfunction, pain, etc. So it's you're not very mobile. Now, what we do to treat it is we use medications like carbidopa, which is a chemical that will be converted to dopamine. We find that people with Parkinson's have low dopamine response to their unable to function. And so what we do is we help them with raise their dopamine levels. We use dopamine agonists. Sometimes we use anticholinergics. There's a variety of things we do. Of course, exercise and mobility is important because we don't want people getting, unfortunately, the complications like bed sores, osteoporosis, and then later fractures if they fall from loss of balance, and then, of course, pneumonia. So that's what we think. That's why we think Muhammad Ali was unfortunately at risk of getting sepsis because of his condition. He wasn't able to, you know, fight infection that well. It's a shame. It's really a shame. He was the greatest. 1-877 Dr. Ali. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Tom, you kind of had a rough night. What happened to you?
So I was at my friend's house, and she has an 18-year-old son who... I'm not going to go into too much detail. Just know that kids make friends with really stupid people. She went out for the weekend, and I can't remember what her prescription was. Her prescription is for pain pills. She has cluster headaches. Pills can only do so much for those types of things. But, I mean, what little relief it is she's thankful for it. She's been very responsible about it. And there's some... Over the weekend, while she was out attending a memorial, had somebody over who can't prove it, but may have taken all of her pain pills, the entire bottle.
Ooh.
So we actually discussed how to deal with this. And to anybody who has this,
just if the bottle comes up missing particularly, you have to report it. Report it. Make a police report. You have to, because if that bottle gets found in somebody else's hands and you did not have a police report, that's you. That is totally on you. That kid that stole them, yeah, sure, he's going to get a possession charge, but you're going to get the dealing charge, and that is way worse.
Yeah, you know, we've had this a lot, and here's the thing that's frustrating for her and frustrating for a lot of people, is apparently there's been studies on, people reporting that their medicine is stolen, and more people are going to be inclined to think she's lying. Mm-hmm. Here she is, somebody innocent, and lost her medicine, and I'm reading a study that actually happened out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, no, out of a Marion General Hospital. So Marion is, I believe, Illinois. No, Indiana. And I should know because I think I have an affiliate in Marion. And they said 62% of stolen prescription medication reports were suspicious. So she's one of the 38% going, look, my medicine was stolen. And I guess here's the thing, too. You know, so somebody would say, well, if she doesn't really need the medication, if it's not suspicious, then she doesn't need to report it. I disagree. I agree with you. I think she does have to report it. But what I would do is first I'd let the doctor know, and then second, I would, because sometimes doctors have, they know a task force in state or in town that she could call and say, look, this is what happened. What do I do? Because I want to make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands. She could maybe notify the DEA. She could notify the pharmacy board. But I like the idea of at least contacting the police because you're right. There are criminal elements involved if that kid really did steal it to sell.
Yep,
and there's the bottle.
And you have no idea if he sold the entire bottle as a script. He could have just made off with the money. Or maybe he walked into school with them trying to sell them one at a time and just never took the tag off. And, all it takes is you not reporting it. And the advice that I gave her, and this is what I give to everybody, most towns, cities, and communities have a community officer. Call your police station, not 911. Call your police station. Just say you would like to speak to your community officer. He is more than welcome or happy to come out and resolve issues. And that is what he is there for. And if you make your report with him, it's going to be a lot less tense than if you call 911 and you've got dispatch who may have just been at a car accident scene and is all hyped up for whatever could happen. Call your community officer. He's going to be much nicer, and he is about public relations.
Yep, yep. And tell her not to wait.
Yep.
ASAP.
She made the mistake of waiting a couple days over the weekend because her son was going to try and get it back and just try and find out. And honestly, I would like it if it just ended with, oh, yeah, I did take them. You caught me. I suck. But that's very likely not the case.
And he's going to take the ship down with him. So he could be like, listen, she's forcing me to. He could say anything. He's like, well, she's forcing me to have sex with her and sell her pain pills. And I don't want to. I'm just a young kid. And now we have a he said, she said. So you need as many witnesses and as much of a paper trail as quickly as possible.
And she's worried about the cops for whatever reason. And my immediate reaction is, cops are really terrible in the immediate, but they don't affect you down the road. The system does. So don't get sucked into the system. If you have to deal with cops for 30 minutes and it's an intense situation, but that is just the intense 30 minutes, that is 1,000 times worse than 5 years of parole because some kid stole your medicine and you didn't report it.
Agreed.
It's not
Agreed.
Worth it.
Now, can I ask, where was her medicine and why did it get stolen? Was it in her purse? Was it... What happened?
I think it was in her bedside drawer in her bedroom. She's had this prescription for years and has done the same thing constantly.
Now, that is one thing. I mean, I'm not giving her advice. Yep. But if... okay. I thought... Because if the bottle was expired, okay? I'm not a lawyer. I'm playing devil's advocate. If it was an old expired bottle, like 5 years old, you could say, look, I didn't throw it out the way I was supposed to. And I'll teach you guys how to throw out an old prescription bottle. Yep. But you meant she had been taking that type of prescription for
years. She had just gotten this prescription refilled. So this was a full script that just went missing. This is like... This is bad news bears.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of my biggest fears. I don't know if it was a movie, My Alibi, but my biggest fear is being innocent and somebody accusing you of doing something illicit and you didn't. You were just, you know, you were naive. And so, yeah, you guys, you have to lock up your pain medicines. And I'm not saying this to you know, beat a dead horse, but, you know, she needs to learn from this. And this is, you know, you would think, all right, so, you know, we're crying over spilled milk. Somebody lost their medications, boo-hoo. You don't understand that. Something like that could have those kinds of implications. And, Tom, thanks for bringing that up, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, and by all means, I recommend locking stuff like that up. I mean, she has a lockbox, but she occasionally puts the pills in just when she feels unsure. Now, she's always going to feel unsure, so they're going in there from now on.
And now you have trust issues. The fact that somebody could be that close to your bed, in your bedroom, stealing something, you know, that's got to be, you know.
Here she is just trying to attend a memorial. Like, can't do nothing.
I know. No, that's a good conversation. So basically, what guys should we do? Let's say you do have a prescription that's expired. With the pills, you got to take the pills out of the bottle and put the pills in. Well, one, you could do a drop-off at like your pharmacy. A lot of times pharmacies will collect expired medications. But you take the pills and you put it in some like kitty litter or something that really, you know, animals don't like to go into. Although my dog goes into the kitty litter, eat the cat poop, so I don't know how good that is. But you put it in coffee grounds or kitty litter. You take the bottle separately. You rip off the label. You shred the label so your name isn't on there. So you have an empty pill bottle container in the garbage, and then the pills are all kind of hidden in the coffee grounds and the cat litter when you throw them out, or you call your sanitary department, your garbage sanitation department to pick it up. And it stinks because people will steal your, you know, I was always worried that somebody would see my birth control, you know, Dahlia wax, ortho tricycline with some extra estrogen. And I was always embarrassed. So I would just always, you know, take off the label and mark off my name because I didn't want people to see that, you know. Hemorrhoid cream, you know, that's pretty embarrassing. A bigger problem that you guys probably personally are noticing is you lose your prescription and your doctor doesn't believe you. Unfortunately, if the majority of quote-unquote stolen medication reports are false, they're not going to believe you. And so, you know, you are going, you know, you're going to be guilty until proven innocent. So don't lose your medications. You know, another thing I always recommend is you split your medications up into two bottles. When you travel, you need to always be prepared that you're going to lose a bottle. Or something's going to happen to it and everything's going to fall down the sink. Oh, by the way, never throw your pills down the toilet. But if you have a medication that important to you, split it up into two bottles. Okay? And you know, I noticed many of you guys don't use safes anymore because you can't remember your combination. We have so many passwords now that we can't even remember a combination. That's why a lot of people don't use their safe. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, you know, this is a topic I was talking about with Tom. One of you had asked me, I want to apologize. Yesterday I wasn't on air. I rarely like to take days off, you know, because I'm such a workaholic. And so one of you had, as Hillary was, I guess, clinching the nomination, asked what the difference is between racism and, you know, us now having, it was a very long-winded email, but basically you're asking about the difference between prejudice, racism, girl power, how that's not considered racism, playing the girl card, playing the, you know, and so it was kind of a long-winded email on that. And, I mean, so basically you were kind of asking, you know, what's the difference? If people are going to vote for Hillary, okay, because she's a woman, why wouldn't that be considered racism? And so I think everybody has a different definition of racism. Okay, to me, racism is when you negatively prejudice against somebody. I probably just used three triple negatives. All right, where if you have, let's say, a black female, a white female, a Hispanic female, you only choose, let's say, the white female strictly based on their color, that would be racism, okay? But if you, let's say, like, for example, okay, this, and it's a shame. I just don't have time to read this long-winded email. And I'm not saying long-winded in a negative sense. It's just it's long. But, like, okay, for example, I now teach at a university. I teach at Toro University. And with the medical students, okay, and I've talked to you guys about this on the show before, when you teach them how to describe the patient in front, okay, there's a presentation that you do when it comes to the patients. So, chief complaint, I have a tummy ache. The history of present illness, 22-year-old Hispanic female comes in presenting with abdominal pain. She feels lightheaded, a little weak. She's thirsty all the time. And so when it says Hispanic on there, it reminds us, now wait a second, okay? Diabetes is very prevalent in the Hispanic community. Don't not think about diabetes. Keep that a little bit in your mind. All right, 45-year-old African-American female presents with chest pain. You're like, okay, African-American, chest pain, she's in her 40s, she could be at higher risk for heart disease. Don't blow off heart disease. And so we embrace the races, all right, in medicine. Although when I was training, there was an attending who did not like us bringing up the ethnicity of the patient. He said, it's ridiculous. If you have a 45-year-old female with chest pain, you are going to treat them the same, whether they're black, white, Hispanic. And I agree with that. I mean, it may be obsolete now to use race as a descriptive factor in the medical realm. All right. However, when you're teaching students, and you're teaching them to understand that everybody's, you know, an individual, but certain groups may have higher prevalence of disease. So, for example, if, let's say, I have a 24-year-old male, or no, let's say a 24-year-old pregnant female who lives in the Caribbean, comes in presenting with a rash and body aches, what did that Caribbean make me think of? Don't worry. Be happy. No, it didn't make me think about that. The Caribbean made me think of Zika. And so, what's very interesting about medicine, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is this was also, you know, part of his email, you know, when you're bringing up a person's race, is that racism? Well, it's racism to me if you're going to use that race against them and not treat them for something or allow them to have a job or treat them rudely because of their color or beat them up. I mean, to me, that's racism. But when you are, let's say, in the medical context and you have a... let's say you have a 45-year-old Ashkenazi Jewish male complaining of abdominal pain, diarrhea, bloody stools, you're going to think Crohn's. And I'm not saying as the initial diagnosis. Everybody can still have basic gastroenteritis or diabetes or whatever, but it reminds you to think of diseases that may be prevalent in that nationality or in that group. And a big reason why I would still recommend there being the ethnicity and the gender, okay, on a medical note, is because what I'm seeing with hydrochlorothiazide and water pills in African-American females. I told you, I'll have patients that will come in, and their potassium will be low, and they'll be on a water pill. And I'm like, and you don't see that as often with your Hispanic or your white population. So I think black women especially have a tendency to lose their potassium when you put them on a diuretic for their blood pressure, which is why the diuretic is not my first choice. Now, many black women will retain fluid, and as well as white women, etc., but you'll see it more in that demographic, and they will ask for a water pill. The problem is low potassium not only has its own cardiac risk, like arrhythmia, but having low potassium and diets low in, you know, vitamins like potassium have been linked to heart disease. And which ethnicity appears to be at the highest risk of heart disease? African American. So then why are we giving them a medication to lower their potassium? We either need to make sure we supplement their potassium while on that medication or don't have them on the water pill. And so this is something I need to teach the students, that not all people are going to react the same to a medication. You don't just give a medication to everybody and expect, because it worked on this person, it's going to work the same on your neighbor. So embrace the race. And it's interesting, you know, Tom and I was, you know, we were talking about, you know, people, you know, in previous generations. And today, in today's standards, they would be looked upon many times as racist. Because, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, I live, you know, we got a Jew in the neighborhood, and we got this, you know. And they're not saying negatively. Today, in our standards, it's negative, and it sounds racist. But back then, decades and decades and decades ago, in previous generations, you would identify neighbors. You had the Italian neighborhood, you had the Jewish neighborhood, you had the black neighborhood, you had the Chicano, you had the Puerto Rican, you had different neighborhoods that were and so you would describe, as instead of, you know, oh, she's a blonde, she's the brunette, she's the redhead, he's the Italian, he's the Puerto Rican, he's the Jew, he's the black man, so they would use that as a description. And so you'll see older people, everybody's like, oh my God, I can't take grandma or grandpa anywhere because they're racist. Well, okay, if they're using inappropriate terminology, absolutely. But I can't tell you how many times I've heard patients say, yeah, I was going to the Italian, and I was going to, you know, and it wasn't in a negative way, it was just that's how they would describe, you know, or the Irish guy, you know, and they would, you know, and you know, or like the Brit for British. And they didn't see that as being negative. And so, as that generation is unfortunately, you know, getting older and older, things are definitely new, and our vernacular is new. But we really need to define, because I think we have a lot of confusion, what is racism and what is actually, you know, I mean, you know, saying Hillary is a female candidate and you have women that want to vote for Hillary because they like the idea of a female president, I think that kind of insults women. I think, you know, you should pick a president because they're worth it. But I don't look at that as racist. I look at it as, you know, people, you know, kind of wanting to, you know, group together. And people do like to group together. It happens in churches. It happens in nationalities. You know, people like to have their own circles. It's a instinctive thing. But we need to define what racism is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.